In today's episode, I'm going to share something with you. Well, let's just say you're not going to want to miss this one. So stand by. I'm Dr. Dave. This is Microdose U. Welcome.
You're listening to Microdose U Radio on the world's famous KMDU FM Salt Lake City.
Watch this.
Hey there, how are you? Welcome back. Microdose U, Dr. Dave, thank you so much for being here. A couple things before I get into today's really important episode that I know for sure you're going to love. It's going to help you on many levels, I think. But before I do that, two things. Real quickly, the Patreon page. It's on fire. Guys, you got to get over there. Not come out. We want everybody over there because it's just some stuff I'm doing over on Patreon that I'm not going to be doing on the podcast, and you really don't want to miss it. If you're interested in microdosing and totally changing your life, get over to Patreon. The link is going to be in the show notes here. There is going to be an opportunity for a paid membership, $12.50 a month, and it really does help the show quite a bit, and I will be forever thankful and indebted to you if you choose to do that, $12.50 a month. But if you don't want to, you can still be on Patreon for free and get some of the stuff over there. So I highly recommend get over there, check it out. And also, thank you so much to those of you that have been reviewing and giving ratings to the show on either Apple, Spotify, wherever you might be listening or watching. I want to give a shout out to TPWNYC for a wonderful review on Apple Podcast Platform. To Risa J, also on Apple, thank you so much for your kind review. It really helps the show a lot. And Adele123, because we don't want to make a mistake and say that was Adele122. This is definitely 123. Adele, thank you so much. And I think it was a week or two ago, I asked all of you to just simply send me an email and introduce yourself. You didn't have to do anything more than that. You didn't have to go into a whole story. Some of you did. That's totally fine. That's great. I love it. But the outpouring I got from so many of my nakama here, some of you sent an email. Now, I really apologize. I was not able to get back to a lot of them just because I was flooded and I couldn't respond to all of them. It's just impossible. But please understand, I read every single one. And your positive energy entered my body, and I feel so positive from you guys. As I say, my nakama, which is tribe, family, just a bunch of us together that are doing this thing and helping each other out with our energy. No, it's not just me. You see, I hope you understand this. It's not just me helping you out. No, your energy by being a part of this is helping a whole group, our nakama. We're all together on this. And it's just amazing what we've been able to achieve. And that's why I asked all of you to just send me an email and introduce yourself and let me know how long you've been listening. Let me know, you know, what you've been going through. Just give me an idea. I want to know who's on the other side of this. And it was, again, nothing short of amazing. So thank you so much. If you haven't done it yet, feel free. No obligation. But I do absolutely love hearing from you. Now, I did something 2 days ago that was unbelievable. And I wanted to record this yesterday while everything was still fresh in my mind. And don't worry, it's still really fresh in my mind. But I tried to do it from an outside studio location in Las Vegas. And let's just say I had some equipment failure. It was noisy. It was windy. It just did not work out. So I'm going to go ahead and try to do this again today in the comfort of my indoor studio. Now it's definitely going to be a lot more predictable. But over the last 4 days, I was actually in Las Vegas, and I live in Salt Lake, so it's really easy for me to get there. And I went ahead and booked a ticket. I booked a ticket to the show at that new event center called the Sphere. The Sphere. When you look at it, it just looks like a big, a tremendous sphere in the middle of Las Vegas. It's unbelievable. Now, you may have heard, like, U2 was there. I think Phish is going to be there in a few days as I'm recording this. And Dead & Company are going to be taking up a residency there starting in May. And I'm going to be there for quite a bit of those shows. So if you're around, if you happen to be in Vegas, definitely hit me up and let me know. I'd love to even just be able to shake your hand or something. You know, thank you for all this. I mean, really. But what I want to share with you, so also when there's not a band appearing at the Sphere, they have what I call, for a lack of a better term, I think this is a proper term, but like an in-house show. There's a production there. It's called Postcard from Earth. And I didn't really know what it was going to be like, but what I knew it was going to be amazing because in the Sphere, and the Sphere has probably, I mean, I'm going to just take a guess. It could be one of the coolest production venues in the entire world right now. I'm just guessing this could be true. Because, so what I did, I went ahead and took a little bit more than a micro, but not quite a large macro, but somewhere in between. And I went to this show. And I've told you about this before, what I like to do, whether it's any kind of show, whether it's a concert or anything, I always like to get there super early and just get in my seat and catch all of the positive energy in the room and get the aura to what's going on in the room. And I spend that time, oftentimes I'm an hour early and I get in my seat. And plus, I'll tell you something else, you avoid these long, crazy lines getting into these venues these days. So I get there early, I get into my seat, I soak up the aura. And also, in addition to the mushrooms, I did a little bit of cannabis, just a little bit of cannabis. So I had a really nice, very comfortable combination there. And I'm soaking up the aura about 30 to 60 minutes before the show starts. And I'm just getting this positive energy. And of course, as you know, I always carry my journal with me wherever I go. And writing thoughts down, thinking about life, thinking about past life, where I'm, or when I say past life, I mean like, you know, when I was younger, thinking about where my life is going, where I am now. It's just an amazing opportunity. And if you can do this by yourself, you get, I'd say, more of a real positive effect from this. If you have the chance to do it totally by yourself, don't be committed to anybody else. Don't be on anybody else's time frame. Go yourself. There's nothing wrong. And I submit to you that actually going to an event, something like this, is probably better to go by yourself. But whatever you can do. So I went ahead and dosed a little bit. I did some a little bit of cannabis, and I'm sitting there. And this production starts. And it just, I felt like I was in another world, literally. It was unbelievable. I don't want to give away what this production is all about. I don't want to talk about what happened during the production. I don't want to spoil anything. But what I'm going to say is I recommend, with my highest recommendation ever, I highly recommend, if you can possibly get to Vegas and book a ticket for this show, Postcard from Earth at the Sphere, you will thank me. You'll thank me up and down. Especially if you could do what I did before the concert as far as dosing. It's like a perfect recipe to improve your life. I can't explain it any more than that. You have to witness this. But those of you that are out there, and many of you, you guys confide in me all the time, and I really do appreciate that. But those of you that are out there that are dealing with some type of mental health issue, depression, anxiety, PTSD, whatever it might be, you're dealing with something, I believe that this is part of the puzzle that can help you. Doing something like this, going to Vegas, going to the Sphere, dosing ahead of time, soaking up the aura, enjoying the show, taking yourself to a totally different level, and then leaving the venue when it's over, feeling like you are on this high. And I don't mean even medicinal high. I don't even mean that. This a life high. It's just something that has to be experienced. So that's a high recommendation of mine. If you find you can't do it, then my next best recommendation, and again, I've talked about this a lot, my next best recommendation is to do the same thing somewhere locally. wherever you are, there's going to be some type of a production, some type of an event, some type of a concert, some type of a musical event, or even a, not to that level, but even like a sound bath. Now, I'm saying that in a weird way, because a sound bath, as great as they are, and I believe in a sound bath, and I believe in a sensory deprivation float, and I've talked about that on so many episodes, and they're great, and I will continue to do all of those things. But they can't hold a candle to going to a real live production when you're in a venue with a professional sound system and seating that is just in staging and everything else that goes along with it. And again, a lot more went along with it at the Sphere, but I don't want to spoil it. If you're going to be going, if you've got tickets already and you're waiting to go, I don't want to spoil it already, but you're going to have to take my word for it that this is an attraction. This is an event that you've got to see. It's literally, they let you in and you've got like a 45 minutes to an hour to roam around the Sphere and look at all the things they have going on there. And that part was okay. But the main event, the hour production when you're actually in your seat is something that you're going to want to experience this. I absolutely promise you, you are going to want to experience this. So that was my message today that I really want you to do this. But before I leave you, I want to get back to what I was saying originally about how I'm so appreciative for my Nakama here. Each and every one of you. I've been getting some emails lately, and this is above and beyond what I requested. Just send me an email and introduce yourself and say hello. I've been getting some emails lately that are just really, really touching from so many of you. So many of you are thanking me for setting them straight and sharing my life with what I've done and what I've gone through and how you can change your life because I've done it. And so many people are writing in and thanking me for this. And when I see these things, it's hard to explain how it makes me feel, but I'm succeeding in my mission of hopefully wiping out mental health issues, at least the ones I can wipe out. I think I'm getting there because I'm happy to say, and I really feel really confident that anybody that follows me and just does what I explained that I've done. And again, I want to make it clear, this is not medical advice. I'm not your doctor. I am a doctor. I'm a retired dentist, but I'm not acting as your doctor when I give this podcast, or if you choose to work one-on-one in our program. I've got a program with Dr. Denise Moret. And by the way, that thing is, speaking about being on fire, I don't even know what to say. We've got some people going through this program that we're just changing lives more than we ever thought we ever could. I mean, yeah, when we first started the program, we're going to help some people. We're going to help some people by holding their hands and being available to answer questions anytime and guide them the way they should be guided. We knew all that, but there's no way to predict the end result. There's no way to predict what's going to happen when people start joining the program. Is it going to work? I mean, of course, I was very confident that it would. We've got everything down. And between the two of us, Dr. Denise Moret and I, we've got about 6 years of experience in microdosing together. 6 years of experience. And she's a doctor of psychology. She knows a lot more than I do about this stuff. But we are truly changing the world in our one-on-one program, one-on-one hand-holding, getting you to where you want to be program. It's unbelievable. I should have a video. I think there's a link to something in the show notes about that. I mean, I'm not chasing people down to do this. People are literally finding us. So that's the way it's working. They're finding us now. And they want to go through this program. And we only accept a limited number because we don't have the bandwidth to help 50 people at a time. Not even close. We don't even want that. But the small handful of people we're working with at one time, we're changing their lives for the better. And it's truly one-on-one. You're not in a group setting. You don't know anybody else that's going, you won't see or know of anyone else that's going through the same time you are. It's one-on-one. But we have, a handful of people we work with at one time and not just not to make it too, you know, too much for us or too much for, it's not fair to anybody if we accept, you know, too many people and we can't give you the attention you deserve. So we're not doing that. But oh, it is absolutely amazing. So the whole picture here is, I started this whole thing, you know, close to 3 years ago, kind of at the beginning of my microdosing journey, and I never ever dreamed that it would take off like this and go this far and have so many of people together, which we're calling Nakama, and we're doing this all together, guys. So again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for everything. Thank you for your energy. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. And remember, a great way to support is over on Patreon. The link will be in the show notes. And I'm Dr. Dave. I put out a new episode every Wednesday and Friday. Occasionally, a microdose episode every Monday. And the microdose Monday means it's a short, very short episode. That happens sometimes on Mondays, sometimes. So yeah, this is, we're doing it, guys. Thank you so much. Until next time, well, actually, I'll see you Friday. This is Wednesday. I'll see you Friday, coming back for a lot more. And you're not going to want to miss this Friday. I do promise you that. Okay. I love you. See you soon.